course, it is time to take a look at what is not making news. I am joined in studio by the wonderful Shane Anderson. Shane, what have you got for us this morning?
Morning, Tess. Well, this week we've got a few interesting ones. I'm going to start out with really the epitome of not news, which is a conspiracy theory.
I love it. I'm already in.
Excellent. So this one was doing the rounds on the reputable news source known as the internet via news.com.au. and it is saying that singer Avril Lavigne, who you may know from about 15 years ago on your So Fresh albums.
Of Skater Boy fame, yes.
That's right. I was trying to think of the name of it and it was just escaping me.
It's etched into my brain.
And the theory goes that she died in 2003 and was replaced by a lookalike named Melissa, who then went on to do things like bleach her hair, produce music and marry Canadian rocker Chad Kroeger of Nickelback fame.
That is so specific. How do they know her name's Melissa?
Well, they're getting the name from the name of her best friend, although that was in inverted commas in the article that I was reading. So either they're not sure or this conspiracy theory goes really deep. But they're saying it's her best friend replaced her after she died. But they're calling it Avrilgate.
Avrilgate.
Avrilgate. I would stop a little bit short of comparing every celebrity conspiracy to Watergate, but this has been on fire on the internet this week. It doesn't make any sense.
I feel like she's not the first celebrity to have supposedly died and then come back. There was someone, I'm pretty sure it was Britney Spears, was supposed to have died in a car accident in the 90s or something and then got replaced.
Oh, right. I mean, I know Jeff Goldblum had fallen off a cliff in New Zealand. thanks to Richard Wilkins reporting a few years ago. I guess it does do the rounds every so often. Look, I'm going to throw a spanner into the mix. What if Avril Lavigne was never alive?
Oh, that is a whole new level of conspiracy. So are we talking hologram or are we talking it's just been Melissa since day one?
I'm thinking maybe MTV clone.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so stay tuned. I'm gonna investigate this one further. I might pop something up on Twitter later this morning. So the second piece of not news is a Kickstarter campaign that is making headlines, promising to revolutionize men's fashion. It's a play suit for men called a romp-him.
A romp-him.
That's right. And I think I may have been finally pulled through the looking glass of trashy news because my first thought when I saw this was, brilliant, how much spare money do I have to donate to this campaign?
I will not lie to you, I hate rompers in general. So I can't wear them. I'm too tall and also they look weird. That's just my humble opinion.
I'm a big fan of rompers and one-piece suits of any kind in general. I have a onesie at home that I wear nearly every day. I think this is a fantastic idea. I think all men should go out and buy it. They even solved the key design flaw of onesies and rompers, which is the fact that you have to take the entire thing off to go to the bathroom. And they've added zippers.
Zippers!
Genius!
Oh my God. All right. Okay, I'm back on board. Any clothing item with zippers on it, I'm back.
I think we should introduce maybe a 2SCR uniform. Get the rompers in. Everyone in the station wears a romper.
I am here for this.
This is happening.
All right. I'll send that up to the management upstairs and put in an official request.
Finally, once everyone has donated to the Men's Romper Kickstarter, say you've got a little bit of money left over. Say you've got about $2,000 left over.
Roughly.
Maybe a little bit less. And say you want to buy something that says to the greater community, I'm fancy and a little bit racist.
Oh, this was going so well. I'm scared.
You would probably be in the market for a Chanel boomerang.
Oh, yes, I did see this one too, actually. Yeah, no, I'm on board with the racist statement now. I was really scared as to where that was going, but yeah.
Yeah, it's so left field. They've released a line of sports gear, all branded with Chanel, the Chanel C, and one of them is a nearly $2,000 boomerang. It's kind of mind-boggling that would have had to pass through several stages of approval before making it to the market. understandably, people aren't happy about it.
No, I mean, Chanel sports gear, if you're going to spend that much on... just completely getting back to the whole issue of the fact that it's just atrocious in just a second. If you're going to spend that much on sports gear, are you going to use it? Because it's going to get scratched up pretty quickly.
Yeah, surely if you're buying a Chanel boomerang, it's not because you want to actually learn anything like culturally appropriate. It's just something to hang on your mantle. It's disgusting. And I think Chanel, their response to it at first was to kind of throw their hands up in the air and wonder what they did wrong. But I think they've realized now that they've made a lot of people quite angry with it. But I think as a general rule, if you have to ask if something is racist, the answer is yes.
I feel like that's a good rule of thumb to live by.
Yeah, let's send that to Chanel.
I like it. All right.
And finally, in actual news this week,
actual news.
This is kind of important. This has been publicized a little bit, but I really want to talk about Henderson Island, which is an island in the Pitcairns in the remote Pacific. It's never been inhabited yet. Researchers published a paper this week with their findings that there is about 17 tons of plastic debris on this island, with nearly 4,000 new pieces arriving each day.
Yikes. Those are some absolutely staggering numbers. Jeez.
It's shocking. And no one's ever lived on this island. This is all floating in from the sea. And what really got me reading this paper was that it's not industrial rubbish. It's domestic rubbish. It's like toothbrushes and bottle caps and things that people don't really think about.
And yeah, that's pretty gross. How much did you say? 17 tons?
17 tons. And they estimate that there's nearly 4,000 more washing in each day. So this is various sizes. They had a photo of a top of a bottle, and a hermit crab had made it its shell. This is a full on plastic island, and it's all the currents have all pushed it all there, all from people like us throwing our toothbrushes over our shoulder and not thinking about it twice once we throw it away.
That's absolutely horrific. No, that one's definitely coming into the actual news section. That's awful.
It is. I mean, researchers wanted to be, they said they wanted to make it a wake-up call. And you can have a look at the photos of this island. Definitely a wake-up call.
Yeah, wow. 17 tons. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Well, Shane, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tess.